Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will take questions in the order received, and we will take as many as time permits. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will now pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal for questions. We now take our first question from Rick Terwood of Rabo Securities. Please go ahead.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. This is Rick Terwood of Rabo Securities. just a few questions from our side. To start with the rental markets, could you give an indication where the markets are today, for example, how they have changed, say, over the last 4 quarters?
Yeah, I guess I can start, and then Ray, you can make a comment if you want to. I'd say that overall, of course, it's very difficult to generalize. It's an extremely local phenomenon. But the overall trend has been the first half of the year, very fierce competition, lots of movement among customers, downsizing, particularly in some sectors or some technology sectors. So very much activity, you can almost say like recession preparation in the first half, and then quieting down dramatically after the summer break on all fronts. So I think that's the overall trend. And now if we're talking about the domestic markets here in Finland and St. Petersburg, it's been extremely tough conditions all year, including now.
But could you, for example, quantify with what percentages market rents have declined, say, in the last year?
Well, I can't really quantify that. I can tell you that some clients have aggressively tried to negotiate discounts. Others have not. It's extremely difficult to generalize that because they vary dramatically from house to house, you could say. So I think the worst discounts we've seen have been around between 5 and 10% in individual cases, but that does not translate in any way into a general level of impact on that. In fact, you can see in like-for-like rent that taking into account the loss of occupancy, like-for-like, have remained virtually unchanged. So from that, you can draw the only conclusions that are possible to draw.
And do you feel that tenants, or do you see tenants coming more, asking for more for lower rents now compared to 6 months ago?
Well, I think that the worst of this was going on, actually, 6 months ago.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct.
I think it's actually that since the summer holiday, I don't know if they came back from summer holiday in a better mood or something, but since then it's been much, much easier.
Okay. And then regarding the loan portfolio, I mean, as about 70% is on variable rates. You have extremely low cost of debt now, 2.7%.
Mm-hmm.
What is your hedging strategy there? Because if you assume that interest rates are not going to fall further, it might be a good idea to lock those in. What is your view there?
Look, Ray, why don't you answer that question?
Yes. Our opinion is that when unemployment is still growing in coming 6 or even 9 months in Finland, then interest levels, and also in Europe, interest levels will be on low level, and we will deploy that. But of course, we are watching our situation and markets, and we have Timo Retakallio in the board, who is a CFO or deputy CEO of Ilmarinen, and we use also his guidance in these cases.
Okay, thank you. Then regarding Pukkovo, if letting is going to be like it is today, and I'm not thinking it will be, but say it is, and the building will be completed, how does it work for revaluations? Do you have to take a negative revaluation then?
Well, I think the IAS rules are very clear on this point nowadays. According to the newest legislation, as far as I know, and Rao, you can comment on this, you have to apply market yield rates to also works in progress. So it's going on also right now, not just when it's completed.
Right. So you take a percentage of completion, or you can state market values already as the project goes ahead.
Yeah, they look at them, and then, as far as I know, we have to get third party opinions in Russia, and we take the average of their averages to apply those.
Right. So even if occupancy levels stay low, and maybe as low as they are today, you do not expect a steep write down upon completion.
Well, we're going to have to be we have to apply the write downs on a quarterly basis. Actually, that's what's going on actually real time.
Right, but the way they value it right now is it with current occupancy, or do they take an assumption on where occupancy levels are going to be?
They're taking assumptions. They're taking a projection over the from now to the future, not just upon the point of completion, but upon the expected occupancies for where was it for 10 years?
For 10 years. Okay.
And correct me, yes, Rao, if I'm wrong. It's a 10-year projection.
You are right. You are good, right, and of course. Projection for the rest after 10 years, but we must remember that we know the market, and we have been really conservative in occupancy rates in forecast.
Okay. Then my last question is regarding the guidance. Now, of course, there's guidance for 2009, but will we receive also, a quantitative guidance for 2010?
I think you won't see one until the end of the year.
Okay, but there will be one, say, at the end of the year.
The board hasn't made the decision as to the exact timing of the guidance, but I think you can assume that you will not get one before the end of the year.
Okay, that's clear. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. We have no further questions at this time, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.